Gary Vayner Show, 9:52. I'm going to start doing a count up. Let's see. We started Christmas music on November 29th. And then Monday was the 2nd. So that's 5, 6, 7, day 8. Day 8 without Mannheim Steamroller on the Gary Vayner Show. Isn't that right? Oh, that's right. You played one. Soria blew up. He's all squeaky over there. He's getting his laryngitis back. All right. Speaking of being under the weather, we did not get to this yesterday. I don't know if this is going to have an impact or not on a possible gubernatorial primary. Kathleen Vinault was in a weather-related traffic crash and really broke her arm. I mean, she really broke her arm. She's to consult with an orthopedic surgeon after breaking arm in crash. Democrat considering run for governor, hurt in snowy I-94 wreck. Journal Sentinel, but it is all over the place. State Senator Kathleen Vinault traveled to Eau Claire on Monday to consult with an orthopedic surgeon after sustaining multiple fractures in her right arm. She must have broke the hell out of it. During a crash Sunday, a representative in her Senate office said, Vinault, a potential Democratic candidate for governor, was injured in a crash during snowy weather on I-94 and was hospitalized in the Racine area. Vinault's husband, Doug Kane, told the AP she seems to be doing quite well. Vinault had been touring the state in the last few weeks, gauging what level of support she would have for a primary challenge against the only announced Democratic candidate in the governor's race, Mary Burke. Vinault was expected to make a final decision on the race in January. She recently hired a staff member who would organize the state campaign. I wouldn't think that this is going to impact her decision on whether to run. I wouldn't think so. But it's just an amazing timing. As the talk of her running gets hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter, she was involved in a nasty accident. By the way, our best wishes do go out to her. When it comes to things like this, this show knows no ideology. I truly, truly wish her a speedy recovery. And it just sounds like a nasty break, or actually multiple fracture. All right, this... I'm not sure. When you see an editorial at a Gannett newspaper, you never know online. You never know from which newspaper it originated. I found this on the Wausau website. It could be from anywhere. It is someone urging Governor Walker to veto the Native American mascot bill. I want to share some of this with you. It comes from the person who successfully challenged the Kewaunee school mascot. Wisconsin has been a leader in education, civil rights, and responsible government. To continue our proud history and tradition, Governor Scott Walker must veto the race-based mascot bill, AB 297, which would make eliminating stereotypes in the last 33 state school districts that have them much more difficult. In 2010, as the complainant in my Kewaunee school district, I was able to use the existing law to start the process of evaluation of a district's name and logo. Upon reading the more than 600 pages of information I provided to the school board and the DPI, my school district administration decided to retire its mascot. They did that because they knew they couldn't win with the kangaroo court state process. That's me talking. My district followed existing law, and a wonderful educational and community building thing happened in Kewaunee. In 1937, the team name Indians and the logo, a Plains Indian head, had replaced the team name Hilltoppers. From that time, generations of my small town grew up with and played for their team. Many strongly believe that their love for community and school was inextricably tied to the name rather than their loyalty to their team and school. Any change was difficult for many people who had not been introduced to the changing views of civil rights and racial equality. As a teacher in the district for 36 years, I was proud of the many accomplishments and fine educational opportunities offered here. Now I am proud of each and every person in the community who works so very hard to make a difficult decision to change while keeping the ideals of fairness and equality for all students at the foremost. First, I hate the storm. I don't like collective. I don't like those. Second, she points out that it was much easier for her to challenge this under the old system. Here's what she doesn't admit. It was impossible for a school district to defend itself under the democratically passed bill. It was a de facto ban masquerading as a process. If you're going to ban it, ban them, ban them. Don't lie about it. Don't pretend that there's any chance at all that a school district can keep it once challenged by one person. That's a sham. And I will continue to harp on that because that is why I think Governor Walker should sign this. I don't believe he's going to. I think he's going to let it lapse into law. It's 9:58.
Jerry Bader, JerryBaderShow.com.